Wednesday, January 21st. Memorial of St. Agnes, Virgin and Martyr. The lesson from Ecclesiasticus chapter 51, verses 1 through 8 and 12. I will give glory to thee, O Lord, O King, and I will praise thee, O God, my Savior. I will give glory to thy name, for thou hast been a helper and protector to me, and hast preserved my body from destruction, from the snare of an unjust tongue, and from the lips of them that forge lies. And in the sight of them that stood by, thou hast been my helper. And thou hast delivered me, according to the multitude of the mercy of thy name, from them that did roar, prepare to devour, out of the hands of them that sought my life, and from the gates of afflictions which compassed me about, from the oppression of the flame which surrounded me, and in the midst of the fire I was not burnt, from the depth of the belly of hell, and from an unclean tongue, and from lying words, from an unjust king, and from a slanderous tongue. My soul shall praise the Lord even to death, because thou, O Lord our God, deliverest them that wait for thee, and savest them out of the hands of the nations. Haydock Commentary. When we are not able to make a return, we must show greater marks of gratitude, and particularly to God, for the favors which we have not deserved. He exaggerates the danger to which he was exposed, as he was not miraculously delivered from the flames, etc., though perhaps this might be the case. At least he thanks God for preserving him from the various torments which were then in use. From the depth of the belly of hell, that is, the grave, I was preserved like Jonas. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven shall be like to 10 virgins, who, taking their lamps, went out to meet the bridegroom and the bride, and 5 of them were foolish and 5 wise. But the 5 foolish, having taken their lamps, did not take oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with the lamps. And the bridegroom tarrying, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye forth to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. The wise answered, saying, Lest perhaps there be not enough for us and for you, go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. Now whilst they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. But at last came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answering said, Amen, I say to you, I know you not. Watch ye therefore, because you know not the day nor the hour. Haydock Commentary. By these 10 virgins are signified all mankind. By the bridegroom, Christ. By the bride, the church. By oil, grace and charity. The kingdom of heaven is not unfrequently compared to the church militant, which, as it is composed of both just and wicked, reprobate and elect, is deservedly compared to 5 wise and 5 foolish virgins, the wise constantly aspiring after their blessed country, the foolish with all their fasts and austerities wishing to procure nothing more than the empty esteem of men. So says St. Gregory. The custom among the Jews was that the bridegroom should go to fetch his spouse and conduct her with solemnity to his house. This was the conclusive ceremony and done in the nighttime. The young women of the vicinity, in order to do her honor, went to meet her with lighted lamps. Modern travelers inform us that this custom still obtains with the Eastern nations, particularly the Persians. Under this parable, we have the state of all Christians in their mortal pilgrimage justly delineated. The wise took oil in their lamps, the necessary qualifications of grace and charity joined with divine faith, and an additional supply of oil in their vessels. That is, they laid up in store for themselves a solid foundation of good works. St. Gregory teaches that by the lamps, faith is meant, and by the light, good works. Hence he concludes that the bad, although they have lamps, that is, faith, no less than the good, they shall be excluded because their lamps are out, that is, their faith is dead, without charity and good works to enlighten them. The foolish virgins had a little oil in their lamps at first, sufficient to shine before men by some little external show of piety, or certain works done through fear, profit, or human respect, but had made no provision of oil in their vessels, that is, in their hearts and conscience, no provision of solid piety and charity, by means of which they might, like the prudent virgins, produce good works to salvation. The bridegroom, that is Jesus Christ, tarried, delayed in his coming, and thus protracted the time of repentance. They all slumbered and slept, that is, they all died. Hence St. Paul says, I do not wish you to be ignorant of those who are fallen asleep. But the reason why Jesus Christ says they slumbered is because they were to rise again, and by the expression, whilst the bridegroom tarried, Christ wishes to show us that a very short time will elapse between his first and second coming. So says St. Jerome. At midnight there was a cry. So shall we all have to rise again at the sound of the last trumpet to meet our judge, either like the wise virgins, who having their oil ready and their lamps trimmed and burning, soon prepare themselves to give in their accounts to the Lord, or like the foolish, who having made no provision of the oil of good works, are compelled to seek it at the time they are to be judged. So says St. Augustine. It is said he will come at midnight, that is, when least expected. Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Thus too many, trusting to their faith alone, are leading a tepid, indifferent life, are negligent in preparing themselves by good works for the coming of the bridegroom. But when they perceive themselves called away from this life to go and meet their judge, they then begin to find their lamps extinguished, and to think of procuring for themselves the oil of good works by bequeathing their effects to the poor. Though we ought not to despair of the salvation of these, still there is great room to fear. For a deathbed repentance is seldom sincere, more seldom or never perfect, and always uncertain. And the door was shut. After the final day of judgment, there will be no room for prayers and good works. So says St. Jerome. For after having received those within its walls who have put on in some degree the nature of the angels, the gate to the city of bliss is closed forever. So says St. Augustine. St. Augustine asks, how can we be always watching, since it's necessary for each one of us to give sufficient time to sleep and rest from labors? He answers the question in these words, we may always keep watching to our hearts by faith, hope, charity, and all other good works. But when we awake, like the five wise virgins, we must arise and trim our lamps by supplying them with the oil of good works. Then they will not go out, nor will the soothing oil of a good conscience be wanting to us. Then will the bridegroom come and introduce us to his house, where we shall never need sleep or rest, nor will our lamps ever be in danger of going out. Whilst we are in this life, we labor, and our lamps, blown about by the winds of innumerable temptations, are always in danger of being extinguished. But soon their flame shall become more brilliant, and the temptations we have suffered here shall not diminish, but increase its luster.